you to everyone for coming and visiting us today. It's the WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, live in action from Horse Thief Hollow, right here in the Beverly neighborhood of Chicago. It's presented by Allstate agent Francis Wright. And it's Bill Leff, and it's Wendy Snyder, and we have a special guest, Bill.
Wendy, when they said to us we'll be broadcasting from Beverly, you and I got together, we had a meeting, we had a powwow, as they say in the Old West, and we said, who's the one person that must be on the show that makes everybody laugh and people love? And he was not available.
But George Wendt.
George Wendt was not available.
Not available.
But Pat McGann, a native of this area, of the Beverly region, is here. This is Pat McGann, everybody. You've seen him on television. He looks like this live. He looks just like that when you see him live.
He's very handsome and very funny. That's a great little combination.
And smells like $1 million.
This is my neighborhood.
You grew up here.
Grew up here.
And still live here.
Still live here. Could have walked here.
What
didn't.
What is your exact address, Pat, if people want to come by after the show and say hi to your family?
We live directly across the street from St. John Fisher. So people know where I live.
You guys want to go over after the show to Pat's place? We could have some butterscotch.
Is that the patron saint of fishermen?
Yes.
Of fisher nuts. So you've never really left here. You grew up here and you still live here.
You call me a loser?
No. Well,
I did live on the north side for a time.
Yeah.
In my 20s.
That didn't work.
No, and then I went to school in Ohio. But, I grew up here. I moved one parish over.
Oh.
I grew up in St. Cajetan's, and now I live in St. John Fisher.
Oh, well, that's nice.
My parents are still here. That's what we do. We all, we marry each other.
Yep.
We judge other people. We drink at Friday at 1:30.
1:30?
Like South Side.
I love it.
It's the greatest community in Chicago, right?
It is.
It is. That's,
yep.
Look at
I'm
that.
Pander. I'll pander. My people.
Are you pandering as we speak? So. Are you really? So are you the most famous person to ever come out of this area?
Definitely not.
Who is the most, if there was a celebrity pecking order, who is the most famous Beverly resident to ever be?
Well, I mentioned George Wendt. I think he would be up there.
Yeah. And who else?
Outside of entertainment, there's been, actors.
Yeah.
Who?
I'm trying to think.
Did you know you'd be put on the spot like this? I'd like to pick a category, famous people from Beverly.
Do you want a lifeline, Pat? Do you want to call a friend?
Call George Wendt.
Yeah, he'll know the answer.
Who else is from here?
George Wendt is from the Beverly area?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it's a big show business community primarily.
It is, yeah.
Right?
I think the key would be to move to New York or L.A., but I just...
This is where the people from Beverly, from New York...
I'm staying here.
Yeah, it's better. It's better.
Is Beverly better than Beverly Hills for celebrities?
It's the same.
It's the same.
When I was growing up, I said I lived in Morgan Park.
Yeah.
Now they created this West Beverly, which didn't really exist then, but it's a fancy realtors like to say.
Right.
It's West Beverly.
You know
which could easily be East Mount Greenwood. But that wouldn't sell as many homes.
That's so confusing.
So,
do you know what the ladies at this table told me, Pat, is that the highest elevation in Chicago, right, is here in Beverly, but they've had a lot of wine coolers, so I'm not 100% sure what they say is true.
It is.
It's the highest elevation in Chicago.
130th in California.
103rd in California.
I'm going to go stand there at that intersection and say I am the king of the world.
You can see France from there, Wendy.
If you come to the after party, I can get you guys higher than that.
You
know what I'm saying?
There's the invitation you were waiting for.
You in or what?
So we're in Sox neighborhood, right? I'm a Sox fan. Congratulations to the Cubs, but it's nice to be around fellow Sox fans. It really is. When can we start? Oh, one Cub fan. Awesome.
There are W's around the neighborhood.
Kind of,
but that stands for watch it.
Yeah. different out here.
But you know what Pat told me? Pat is not only a White Sox fan, but you're on the White Sox broadcasts. Right?
Well, I didn't fill in. I was on a couple times this year promoting a podcast I do with the White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Cycle, and we do it with the White Sox and MLB.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have a nice relationship with the White Sox. I'm a big White Sox fan, grew up a Sox fan.
But despite that, you said to me, congratulations, what a year.
I did say congratulations because you are a great guy and a great Cub fan and a great baseball fan.
I think that's
part of the healing process.
And
our country's divided enough.
Yes.
The Sox have not been doing great as of late. And quite honestly, it's kind of exciting to see the best team in baseball win the World Series.
It is.
That's why it wasn't so hard to be happy for them. But you just get one and done. I mean, if this continues to happen, I will start.
I have a couple nieces and nephews that age range 8 to 10.
Yeah.
You know, and growing up, I can easily remember those days. You would never have thought that both teams would win a World Series. And
it's
the
incredible.
Fact that it's happened is,
yep.
is, you know, so it was nice that they got to experience that. My mom's a Northsider. She's a Cub fan, so
yeah.
I was trying to be, you know, supportive of that.
Sure. Now, I am, Wendy will tell you, she'll back me up on this, I am a fan of both teams. I've always been a fan of both the Cubs and the White Sox, in the same way that I'm a fan of the Bears and hitting myself in the head with a brick.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I think you can do both.
I mean, I don't even watch them anymore.
No,
they're
why
so
bother? Is it? It's the most painful thing in the world to watch the Bears at this point, isn't it?
It's a waste of time.
It's awful.
It really
it's
is.
Really sad, though, because you. How many times did you have people over on Sundays to watch the Bears game? You could try new dips and
right.
appetizers.
Right.
I'm adding nothing to my repertoire now because we don't have people over.
Speaking of dips, this Jay Cutler pass. Is that a guy that we need as our quarterback? Can he
well,
tell
what
the difference?
What can we do about it?
I'm not a color fan. There's no way to.
Yeah.
Everyone kind of makes excuses for him. Oh, he's, you know, his quarterback rating, or he's thrown more than any quarterback.
Right.
That's the style of football now. Everyone throws the ball.
Right.
He's just not good. He's not a leader.
Throws great complete passes. But the guys on the other team keep catching those passes, and that's not going to play. That
right,
doesn't work.
Exactly.
You got to throw to the guys with the jersey that's similar to your jersey.
He just his body language is bad. He's
yeah.
just not
yeah.
a fan.
His
right.
uninterested face bugs me.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, whatever. We have to stop talking, though, because Kristen Cavallari just texted us and
oh,
said,
she
quit picking on my husband again.
All right. We'll be more mindful of that. I know you're appearing at Zanies. You have Chicago Zanies on the 22nd. You have Rosemont Zanies on the 23rd. If you've not seen Pat live, you got to go see him. But in addition to this, you're opening for Sebastian Maniscalco at the Chicago Theater. This guy came almost out of nowhere
yeah.
to all of a sudden selling out the Chicago Theater for six shows.
Yeah, six shows. Yeah, it's going to be it'll be a lot of fun. I did one thing at the Chicago Theater before. It was actually for the White Sox for their 05 reunion, their 10-year reunion. But I've never done, like, pure stand-up at the Chicago Theater, so I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, six shows. It's the Friday, Saturday, Sunday after Thanksgiving. And this guy, he's from Arlington Heights originally, but really, like, grew into a comic in L.A.
Yeah.
He left here. He's got a just a rabid following.
He was part of that Vince Vaughn comedy caravan,
he was,
right?
Yeah. The Wild West comedy
yeah.
tour.
So people know him from there.
And I've opened for him before. He's a great guy. He's very funny. And his energy on stage is something to really admire. And I've learned some stuff from him. Good guy, and it'll be fun.
You're both very clean, despite what you said to the nice ladies at Table 8.
Right.
You're both very clean.
Oh, is this Table 8? You have all the sections down already?
Yeah. I picked up a shift here, actually, which was really unexpected. But I'm
yeah,
doing
he,
weekends
is,
now.
He is pretty clean, and he's, you
he
know,
did,
just...
He did a really funny bit that was going around Facebook, and perhaps you guys have seen it. It's about when your doorbell rings on a Sunday when you were growing up. He's Italian.
Yeah.
I'm half Italian.
Yeah.
So I get it, but it relates to a lot of people. Your doorbell, when we were growing up, used to ring on a Sunday, and you'd all get so excited and run to the door. Who's coming to see us?
Right.
And now the doorbell rings, and you all, like, hit the ground and
right.
hide.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And who could it be? Yeah. Who's coming unannounced?
Yeah.
So it's a really funny bit that's going around on Facebook. He's very funny.
When you do a big room like the Chicago Theater, because that is a huge room, is it a different mindset than when you're doing a regular club?
I think it's just different. You don't engage the audience like I do at a club. Like, I like to do some crowd work and mess around with people.
Yeah, table magic.
Yeah, but at the theater, it's just you go out, do your material.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a little while to kind of hear the laughs come in.
They
it's
come in waves
much,
almost,
yeah,
don't they?
They do, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a bigger room, and
yeah.
it's definitely an adjustment. That's why I like that we're doing six shows. The first one or two, I can kind of,
yeah,
you know,
for
but people aren't there to see me. I have no, you know, not delusional at all. They're there to see Sebastian. I'll just go up and do my thing. And
but your job in a case like that, where you're opening for a headliner, is get them in kind of the spirit of I'm going to tell you stuff. You're going to enjoy it.
Yeah.
We're all going to have fun.
I was just there. I saw Louis C.K. at the theater like a month ago, and he was awesome. He really was. He blew me away, and he had three openers.
Did he really?
Yeah, and the crowd loved them. And so it kind of made me feel like, all right, this will be fun. People are just in a good mood, you know, when you go to a show like that.
Is this one of the things that when your family sees you're playing the Chicago Theater, does that legitimize you in some respect? I mean, you've done Letterman, you've done some TV work, but do they go, well, this is real. He's doing the Chicago Theater.
Yeah,
the other stuff wasn't real?
The other stuff was pretend, but this is real.
How many times have you been on
I've been to the Chicago Theater.
They're coming. They got tickets.
Is your family coming?
So that's a sign. You know, yeah. They don't come out anymore as much as they used to. You know?
No.
So they got tickets. And today the Tribune had a spread on Sebastian in, like, the entertainment section. And my mom, I was just at their house.
Yeah.
They're right here. My mom's like, oh, look at this. They didn't mention you, though. It's like, yeah, of course they didn't. It's about this dude. He's got six shows.
Are you opening for all six or just a couple of them?
All six. All
oh,
six.
My
well, that's
God.
All right.
Congrats.
Yeah. That's all right.
So I guess it's got to be difficult for them to come see you every time you perform. I have a son who performs, and Bill makes fun of me because I go to pretty much every one of his gigs because he needs a ride there. He doesn't drive yet. But it's got to be, you don't feel bad that they don't go to every show, do you?
No. I'm.
You don't want them to go to every show.
Wendy, I'm like 40.
I don't. I guess.
They're not here right now. I'm doing okay, aren't I?
Can I ask you a quick question? Are you 40?
I just turned.
Okay, because I like that you go, I'm like 40, instead of just going, I'm 40.
Just a few months ago.
God, Bill, he makes us feel very old.
Yes.
Today is my wife's birthday, though. I want to give Sarah a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Shout out to Sarah.
Is this
instead
of flowers or a card? Are you just going to use this?
Way to work it, Pat.
I'm scrambling. So are you going to post this later?
Yeah, this will be on the link.
All right, thank you.
Yep. Pat's here, everybody. Pat McGann is here. It's his wife's birthday. We're all very excited. So stick around. More show coming. It's Bill and Wendy in Beverly on WGN.
The WGN Radio Hometown Voices Tour, broadcasting live from Horse Thief Hollow in Chicago, the Beverly neighborhood of Chicago, presented by Allstate, Chicago's own good hands.
Oh, yeah. And then don't forget the after party at Pat McGann's parents' house right after the show. It should be fun.
Bring it.
There will be Orangeade. That's what I'm hearing.
Bring some growlers.
What's a growler?
They sell them here at HTH.
Yep.
Show them a growler. There's one attached here when they open the door. Watch it up here. Watch it go down right there.
It's that jug that's climbing the wall.
When we bring our kids here, that's what we do. We say, just keep an eye on that. And then like an hour and a half later, we got a good buzz, and then we go home.
What's in it?
It's just, that one's probably empty.
Yeah.
But beer.
And really? The,
yeah.
Yeah.
I like this place even more
They
now.
Make beer here.
They do?
Yes.
Those giant silvery things.
Right.
It's not
oh my
soup.
God.
They don't
I
put soup in those.
Not to get too technical on you. The giant silvery things.
What are those called, Pat?
Vats?
Vats. Absolutely.
Beer-making contraptions?
Yep. Pat, is this possible? In all the years you've been in show business, you've never once been in a national commercial, but that streak just changed, didn't it?
It did, yes. This week I just shot a commercial, and I thought you'd get a kick out of this. For Frosted Flakes.
You did?
Yes.
That's the best.
Me and Tony the Tiger. I got like a daughter and me and Tony the Tiger.
That's
yeah.
great.
What's he like?
I can't
that?
Wait for my kids to see it because they're like, my kids are so young.
Yeah,
I'm just
right.
going to be like, you know, I have another family.
Oh, that's going to hurt them.
I have a daughter and we have a cartoon tiger. And all we do is eat cereal. You don't believe me? Look at this. Yeah, actually, it was fun.
That's the existence I dream about, by the way.
Right.
Having a cartoon family and you just eat cereal all day long.
I hope your real family's not listening.
Ah, they know. I've already told them this.
Oh.
All right, so you go in on an audition, and it's probably you and dozens of other guys who are kind of like you,
yes.
right, when you audition. What did you do to win them over and make them realize you can sell the Frosted Flakes?
You know what happened is the girl carried me. The 10-year-old girl.
Really?
My daughter in this commercial is so
the
talented.
Pretend daughter.
And I'm telling you, I just rode her coattails into the whole thing.
Yeah.
I give her all the credit.
Will you guys be like a new kind of team in show business? Like if they hire her, they get you, or if they hire you?
I think they're going to create a backstory, a Frosted Flakes backstory, and follow us through the teenage years.
Now, is this regular Frosted Flakes? Because they've got a new, there's a new flavor.
No, it's new. They're launching a new brand or a new flavor. Yeah, cinnamon. Cinnamon Frosted
Cinnamon
Flakes.
Cinnamon Frosted Flakes.
Like
yeah. And we had to eat them at the shoot. And I'm telling you, we did a lot of takes. And after a while, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
We got to wrap this up soon. I can't. I mean, I like Frosted Flakes. I'm a company man.
Right.
Right.
Of course.
But after a while, it's like, come on.
My wife did one once where it was for 7-Up, and she had to chug a 64-ounce bottle of 7-Up. So the first few times, they had 7-Up in it because you needed to see the bubbles. But then they just put club soda in there because it's the same consistency, the same color. but she hasn't had 7-Up since.
Are you serious?
That was like 15 years ago.
That's hilarious.
Because she had so much of it in one day. She's like, that's my lifetime supply of 7-Up.
I could see that.
And that's hard to swallow quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, because of the bubbles. Have you ever done a beer bong? I mean, it burns your throat. They should have been able
Ladies, when you do beer bongs, did you ever notice, like Wendy said, that it's hard?
Who chugs 7-Up?
Well,
I don't know.
For a commercial.
Yeah.
Pat, I have to ask you, because being on camera for this commercial, as Bill said, people, do they kind of look like you, the other people auditioning for these commercials? And is it weird to see people who kind of look like you, like a group
Actually,
of them?
The first audition, there was a real diverse group.
Yeah.
And they, even at the callbacks. So you didn't really know exactly what they were looking for. I wouldn't say people were like, looked just
All
like
right.
me.
Because that would be weird.
Same age range, you know?
Yeah.
It has to be believable that you have a 10-year-old daughter.
But the daughter has to look kind of like you, right? A little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they were looking for that.
So did you get the job because you look kind of like her? Did she get the job because she looks kind of like you?
She carried him. You didn't hear him say that?
She did, man. Ava. Her name's Ava.
Yeah.
She was phenomenal.
Now, what will that do to you when all of a sudden you're watching TV and, hey, I'm in a commercial. What, like, even though you know you shot it.
Will you say, quiet, everybody.
Shh,
I'm on.
It's Daddy and Tony.
Yeah, I'll just be like, Daddy's making money right now. Not doing anything. Cha-ching. Every time I see it. Cha-ching.
The fun you'll have is the first few checks, Pat, will be really, like, important sums of money, and then once it gets down to like the 35 and 40 cent checks, you're like, oh,
yeah,
I don't need this.
Bill, how much are you getting from Major League and Major League 2 at this point?
Every once in a while, I'll get a check that's a decent sized check, but I've gotten checks this year that are under 30 cents. I've gotten a couple checks that are 25.
So you've been getting checks from being in Major League for how long now?
Almost 20 years. It's not bad, right?
It's unbelievable.
But then, like, I've done other, like, remember the TV show The Untouchables?
Yeah.
I was on an episode of The Untouchables. It hasn't played in the U.S. forever, but they still play it in Italy. So every once in a while, I'll get a check for 1,200 lira. And I'm like, yes!
You're like the Hasselhoff is in Germany. You are to the Italians.
Yeah,
that
very
is
much
phenomenal.
So. I can't even go to Italy. I can't walk around in Italy because of that.
Residuals, man. It's huge.
It makes a huge difference.
It does make a big difference.
Although the 37 cents ones, why
they add up.
But I know, but it's the stamp costs right. more. Why don't they just wait till it like equals 10 bucks and then send it
or
to
you? Or just send me a stamp.
Yeah.
I'll take a stamp. Yay, forever stamps. I'm glad I'm in show business. Whee!
Pat, you are all over the place. Can I tell you you're the hardest working man in Beverly?
Yeah, right.
Certainly at this table.
A statement like that,
I'm a woman. I know sometimes you forget that.
I'd get beat up out of here, walking out of here. Oh, really? You're the hardest working guy in the neighborhood? You think so?
Tonight you're somewhere. Tomorrow, why don't you hit your schedule and give us your website so we can keep track of you and stalk you?
So next week, tonight I got a gig out in, I'm doing like a corporate gig. Then I have a gig at a country club. And then Zany's next week. Tuesday, Zany's in Old Town. Wednesday, the night before Thanksgiving, Zany's in Rosemont. Then I have those Chicago theater gigs back at Zany's on Sunday.
And can I say one thing about the shows that you're in? They're great.
He's a good guy, Tony.
Tony's a nice guy.
He's a good guy.
You hear stories, you never know.
Let me try on his bandana. He was
they
really
pinned
sweet.
Him up a bit. Yeah, that's right. I forgot he's got
is
the bandana.
He still fighting
I'm allergic to cats, so I was a little nervous about hanging out with him all day.
Yeah, but he's all right.
Yeah, good guy.
Little, I heard there's a show
little
business.
Little into cereal. Little like,
is he
down,
way into cereal?
Way into it. But
is,
good guy.
Is there still a show business feud between he and that Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs guy?
Yeah, right.
They don't
the
want to talk about
rabbit.
It. Yep. They don't like to talk about it.
Yeah, it's funny, though, that if you think about it, I actually went on YouTube and looked at some old commercials.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy has been around forever.
Yeah. Still looks young.
And he's a Chicago thing, right?
Yep.
Leo Burnett created him.
Yeah.
Right, right here in town.
Yep. He's in great shape.
Yep.
Being
he is.
That old.
Something right. Pat, good to see you. We're so happy for your success, always. Go see Pat at Zany's in Chicago, like we said, on the 22nd. That's in the city. And then Zany's in Rosemont on the 23rd. And he's opening for Sebastian Maniscalco at the Chicago Theater all next weekend. That's Pat McGann, everybody. How about some applause for him?
Thanks, guys. Thank you, Pat.
We'll take a break
and
then more show.
Happy birthday to your wife, Sarah.
Happy birthday to Sarah. More after this. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.